what's going to happen is 2029, I think the 30th of October 2029, this thing is going to fly above the Earth.
This is Evenings with Jane Longhurst.
Joining me now to just find out whether we should be nervous or whether we shouldn't be nervous is my great pleasure to welcome to Evenings, right across Tasmania, Stuart Gary, space-time astrophysicist, broadcaster and journalist from Spacetime. Hello, Stuart. Good evening and welcome.
Hello. Yeah, look, this is one of those stories that really warms the cockles of my heart, and I'm vegan, so I don't actually eat shellfish. But this is a great bit of doomsday clickbait for us here, because there's this asteroid, as you've pointed out, 2006 QV89, depending on which media reports you're reading or listening to, it's either 40 or 50 metres wide. It's actually 30 metres wide. We know that by how much light it's reflecting. And depending on who you're talking to, there's like a 1 in 7,000 chance of it hitting the Earth on September the 9th. So why worry about 5 kilos? I wish I only had to lose 5 kilos since Christmas.
Well, look, you amuse me with recognizing a bit of doomsday clickbait when you've clearly seen it before. So, can I detect
I've written
from
it before?
Can I detect from your tone? Are we sitting ducks?
Probably not. I say probably because this thing was detected back in 2006 by the Catalina All-Sky Survey. That's done by the University of Arizona. They used to do one in the Southern Hemisphere as well as the Northern Hemisphere, but the University of Arizona was getting ran out of funding for that during the Obama-era budget cuts, and because of that, they had to stop their Southern Hemisphere funding. So we don't really know if there's any asteroids heading our way in the Southern Hemisphere. We only know what's happening in the Northern Hemisphere right now. And according to this Catalina survey, they were able to watch it for a really short period of time, so they got a little bit of an idea on what its orbit was, but not much. But based on that, the European Space Agency have developed a new data predictions, and they say this most likely it will miss the Earth by around 6.7 million kilometres. So that's a pretty safe distance. The Moon is 384,400 kilometres away. So 6.7 million kilometres is a pretty safe distance, assuming that they're right in what they're trajectories, their predictions for the asteroid's orbital path is.
Well, speaking of the orbit, did you say that that was based on the data that the International Space Station was able to glean?
It was the European Space Agency that made the calculations, and that was based on the data from the Catalina Sky Survey, which uses the University of Arizona telescopes in the good state of Arizona, as they say on Capitol Hill.
Well, when was the last time Earth was struck by something substantial?
Well, we get hit all the time, but usually not too substantial. In that trailer you ran earlier, they were talking about something in 1908. That's the Tunguska event. That was really huge. That was about 100 metres. That thing airburst in the skies over the Tunguska River in Siberia in Russia. And when that happened, it literally flattened 2,000 square kilometres worth of forest. So if you look at pictures of Tunguska, you see all these trees, they're lying on the ground like matchsticks, and there's 2,000 kilometres of them. The blast was so immense, it lit up the night sky a third of the way around the globe in London. People could read, one of the big reports was people were able to read their newspapers without the need at night, without the need of artificial lighting. That's how bright this thing was. So these things do happen. We had one, was it in 2013 at Chelyabinsk, also in Russia. We had another one last year in the skies over the Barents Sea. So these things happen a fair bit. Most of the little ones will airburst. If this one, it's a 30-metre one, so it's reasonably small. If this one does make it through, does reach the Earth, there's a 70% chance it's going to happen over water anyway, because 70% of the Earth's surface is water. Mm. And it's too small to make a huge mega tidal wave of the type Hollywood blockbusters are made from. So, chances are everything is going to be okay. The the one you got to, the other one they talked about in the trailer, of course, was the KT Boundary Event asteroid. That was the one which wiped out all the non-avian dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are still with us. We call them birds, but all the non-avian dinosaurs and 75% of all life on Earth was wiped out by that one. That was about 10 kilometers across. So that was a real doozy. That one slammed down in the what is now the Yucatan Peninsula, sort of between Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico. And that was big. That was really big. But as far as we know, there's nothing like that going around out there at the moment. The one that really scared me for a long time, for about a decade, because this was one of those ones where an astronomer looks at it and he sees something and he goes, oh, that's big. I wonder if it's going to hit. And I've had astronomers tell me that, that they've seen asteroids and they've wondered that because the path was so, you know, interesting. We'll say we'll use that term for now. But the one that scared me was one which is called Apophis. Its full name is 99942 Apophis. Now, what's going to happen is I think it's about 2029. I think the 30th of October, 2029. This thing is going to fly above the Earth. It's not going to hit us, but it's going to fly above the Earth at around 31,200 kilometers. That is lower, give or take 700 kilometers. That is actually lower than most satellites, all the geostationary satellites. So that's going to be an awfully close call. It won't hit us during that encounter, but it will come awfully close. And for a while there, the big fear was, depending on how Earth's gravity affects it, it'll pass through a gravitational window, which means that in seven years after that, which is April the 13th, 2036, it could have been on an impacting course with the Earth. And that was a fair dinkum serious concern. As we got more information on Apophis, needless to say, when we saw this, astronomers and astrophysicists began looking at these things and working out the exact orbital path and spending a lot of time studying this thing. And we know more about its orbit. We know it's not going to hit us. It's, in fact, it'll probably wind up coming a little bit closer, passing the Earth's orbit a little bit earlier in March rather than April of 2036. And that encounter means it'll pass at a safe distance of about 8.4 million kilometres. So a reasonably comfortable distance. But that was a scary one. That was one of those ones you look at it and you go, oh dear.
Mm. Well, I hope we're all going to be around in 2029. And I imagine that's going to be one of the stories of 2029. Because will we be able to view it through a telescope, for example?
Oh, yeah. Something like that you'll see quite easily.
Because we can
see
satellites. So.
Yeah, well, you can. Yeah. And we're seeing more and more all the time. We've just had the latest launch of 60 satellites on one rocket. So, we're going to see a lot of satellites. We're going to see more satellites in the future. And people often get them confused with asteroids and comets and things like that as they streak across the sky. Asteroids tend to streak across a lot faster. Satellites tend to streak across a lot faster. But, at least from our point of view, not in real life, but it seems that way from us here on Earth.